the book of Mark, chapter 5, Jesus maps out a compelling strategy for our lives. He's approached by a leader of the local synagogue who pleads with him to come and lay hands on his daughter who is close to death. Jesus has compassion for the man and agrees to go, but before Jesus arrives, they receive word that it's too late. The little girl has already died. Undeterred, Jesus marches on towards the home of the little girl. When he arrives, he's met with the sounds of wailing and crying by those who were mourning the loss of this little girl. Jesus responds with, "Why all of this commotion and wailing? She's not dead, but only sleeping." The response of the mourners was less than supportive. The scripture says that the people could only laugh at his question and statement. Here's where Jesus provides a powerful strategy for you and I in our everyday lives. The scripture says in verse 40, "After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went to where the child was. He then took her by the hand and said, 'Little girl, get up.' As he spoke those words, life was restored to this little girl." You see, Jesus understood the power of environment. He kicked everyone out who doubted what he was about to do. To those who laughed at the suggestion that this little girl was only sleeping, Jesus was sure to remove them. In other words, Jesus only took along with him those who were invested in seeing a positive outcome from this potentially devastating situation. There's a powerful lesson there for you and I as well. Too often we surround ourselves with those who don't believe in what God wants to do in our lives. We surround ourselves with those who laugh at the possibility of a miracle in our lives. Let's look to Jesus as a model and surround ourselves with those who choose to believe in the power of new life.